cycling isn't just cycling. It can be cycling or cycling or even cycling. Peloton isn't just one thing. We have classes that will ease you in and classes that'll make you sweat and a range of instructors so you can find your match. Whatever you're in the mood for, we can get you in the zone. See for yourself with a worry-free 30-day home trial. Visit onepeloton.com/home-trial. Terms apply.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance tonight, and this is Pledge Week tonight also. This is Action Week, so folks, make sure you have a pen and paper ready because there's some serious action. Remember, God's Word, the Bible says, be you a doer of the Word, not a hearer only, deceiving yourself. So God has raised you up. You're listening to me tonight. So God has raised you up for such a time as this, and it is time that we run to the battle. I don't know how many more days you'll have left to do that. You want to place up those crowns in heaven while you can, and tonight we have going all the way back two studios over through the glass windows. I see the phone booth, and in the phone booth there's Frank and Randy and Eric, and they're in there manning the phones. They're looking, they're hoping that you will call so we can keep this Watchman on the Wall broadcast on the air. And then in a glass cage in between that, there he is. You don't rile Kyle, man. He's the man tonight.
Hey, Pastor, how are you tonight?
I am hanging in here and ready to roll. And she's a wackle with a cackle. There you go. That was Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
All righty. Go out. Get out there. Go on. Hurry up. We're going to make her move on out. She's going to be standing by the telephones. Don't forget to tell them about the newsletter out there tonight, folks. If you don't get the newsletter, you really should because it's free and you don't know what you're missing. Now, we have tonight... of course, the legendary, the Missouri legend, the one known as the Parson Joe Larson.
Oh, well, thank you for that nice introduction. I'm glad to be here with you, and I think we have another guest tonight, don't we?
We certainly do, and she's a lot prettier than you, and that is Miss Wendy Wilson, and she... She is the all-natural herbal marm. Hey, Wendy.
Oh, good evening, Pastor. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Andy.
And so we have a whole lot to get to tonight. Boy, do we have a lot to get tonight, Pledge Week. So I got to give the numbers out already. 888-281-1110 or 888-877-9673. Do it again, because we're getting calls from people saying you're not giving the number out enough. 888-281-1110 or 888-877-9673. All right, we have... Did we just get one in? Nope. That was something. That was just a date, I guess.
You mentioned that the 281 is the credit card line. You're
right.
You do your... Instead of just making a pledge, make a donation, do it right there over the credit card line, the 281-1110.
All righty. We need to get some pledges right now. And so, okay, so what is your pledge, Miss Wendy? I know you're going to pledge tonight.
200.
Okay, Miss Wendy pledges 200. So now we need to get a match for Miss Wendy. We need to get a match for Wendy, 200. So Wendy's very nice. It would be a really nice thing to match Wendy for her 200, folks. Can you do that?
You never say things like that about me.
Well, no, I...
It's always about Wendy. Yeah.
Well, actually...
Anyway, never mind.
Actually, I was, you know, I was going to really compare you tonight to one of the heroes of the faith, one of the great Israeli judges. In fact, let's do that right now. We're going to go over to Judges chapter 16. Yeah, but before we get into that, I'll give you a little background. This is a fellow named Samson. And Samson, as you know, the Lord came and spoke to his parents out of a fire. And so told him about Samson.
Incarnate Christ. It was the angel of the Lord.
Yeah. And so now he told him about Samson was going to be a Nazarite. And there were a lot of things that a Nazarite could not do. They had to, first of all, they could never touch anything dead. They had to marry within their own people. They could never use foul language. They could never have a razor touch their hair. And there's a number of things that Nazarites couldn't do. And, you know, Samson was kind of like King David. His heart was towards the Lord. I mean, he loved the Lord, but he was always messing up, even though he loved the Lord. And this is what, I mean, look at how King David kept messing up, and it cost him. But Samson was worse. Samson was worse. And that brings me back to my original point. It's like Pastor Joe. His heart is towards the Lord, but he's always messing up. So
I knew I was going to get it for that, Wendy. I knew it.
Well, there you go. I mean,
fun here, folks.
Listen, it's being compared to a Bible hero, right? Already.
Yeah. Just the way it was
done. Yeah.
In good
company. Yeah.
Good standing. Yeah.
Anyhow, so let's really give a little update now. He was a judge, and in the 20 years that he was a judge, there was total peace in Israel, okay? You didn't fool with Samson. You didn't mess with him. And people that did mess with him, they wished that they hadn't. But he did some things he wasn't supposed to do. Again, like I said, he married a Philistine woman. That'll get you in trouble every time. And then he did some things like he gave a riddle out that he shouldn't have done all of that. And he took like 300 foxes, and he tied ropes between their tails and set the ropes on fire and set them up and burnt all the fields down with the Philistines. And that was his judgment on the Philistines because of what the Philistines did, okay? So he was actually within his real authority of doing that, being a judge. But we're going to pick it up here where we left off. So let's take it by first. Let's go, chapter 16, Joe, read verses 1 through 5.
Then went Samson to Gaza, and saw there a harlot, and went in unto her. And it was told the Gazites, saying, Samson is come hither. And they compassed him in, and laid wait for him all night in the gate of the city, and were quiet all night, saying, in the morning, when it is day, we shall kill him. And Samson lay till midnight, and arose at midnight, and took the doors of the gate of the city, and the two posts, and went away with them, bar and all, and to put them upon his shoulders, and carried them up to the top of a hill that is before Hebron. And it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah.
Well, now, let me tell you here. First of all, he violated just about every law. He was backslidden, and now he fell in love with a whore. Will that ever do you any good to fall in love with a whore?
No, it doesn't do you any good to even visit one.
Yeah.
Let alone to fall in love and be stupid.
on top of sinful.
Now, what was he doing here that continuously... The Bible says, don't tempt the Lord. Do not tempt the Lord. How do we tempt the Lord?
When we are disobedient, when we sin, when we don't do what we're told, and when we follow and go, well, I want to do it because that's what I want to do.
What about if we become so overconfident in something that, we... Instead of just following God's leading, we decide that we put God in a place where, well, he has to perform. In other words, we're tempting him. Remember what Satan said to...
That's pretty, yeah.
Remember what Satan said to Jesus about, well, go ahead and jump down off this mountain. The angels would keep you from stubbing your toe. What did the Lord Jesus say?
Don't tempt God.
He said, thou shalt not tempt.
Okay, so Samson now here, he's placed himself in danger of the enemy. He's made himself like a mockery. And, so he goes in there, he goes right into their territory, and he lays with a whore, right? So you're talking about tempting God. First of all, he's done about everything you could to aggravate the Lord, right? He married a Philistine woman, which he wasn't supposed to do. He killed a lion, and that wasn't a sin. But the hornets, the bees, built a nest in the lion, and he came back. And as he got the honey, he touched a dead body. He wasn't allowed to do that, okay? And so now he's purposely, in other words, placing himself in harm's way, And making sure that God is going to protect him, okay?
Yeah, God will get him out of it, yeah.
And so, again, pick it up in verse 6, Joe, and go ahead and read all the way through verse 11.
And Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. And Samson said unto her, if they bind me with 7 green withes that were never dried, and I be weak and be as another man, then the lords of the Philistines brought up to her 7 green withes which had not been dried, and she bound him with them. Now there were men lying in wait, abiding with her in the chamber. And she said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he brake the withes as a thread of tow is broken when it touches the fire. So his strength was not known. And Delilah said unto Samson, behold, thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Now tell me, I pray thee, wherewith thou mightest be bound. And he said unto her, if they bind me fast with new ropes that never were occupied, then shall I be weak and be as another man.
Now, here, you and I would know that if Delilah is pulling, if we had a woman doing this with us, you know, we might not be the brightest bulb in a socket, but we would know that woman had an agenda and she would betray us. She was betraying us, right?
She came right out and asked him. I mean, she didn't give a reason for asking. She just came right out and asked him because the question said whether thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. What can harm thee? You know, what can we do to make you helpless where we can harm you? I mean, she asked him.
Yeah.
I've never understood this. I have never understood that, you know, how he didn't look at her and go, what? You know, are you asking me, you know? I mean.
Well, let's ask Wendy because she's, like, really smart. Hey, Wendy, why in the world would that woman do that? I mean, she did that to me, I would definitely know something is up.
Well, obviously she doesn't love the man, okay? Or she wouldn't seek to see him be afflicted or put in harm's way. But I don't know, maybe she was batting her eyes and, you know, swishing her skirt around. Who could say? I mean, well, I don't know why he didn't pick up on it.
Well, you know what? Now, Wendy, you see, I know what you're saying because what it says here in the Bible, but you didn't see the movie. I saw the movie, and the movie, after they put Samson's eyes out, Delilah was crying and crying and saying, why did I do that? Why did I do that? Okay. Sometimes I think they take liberties with those movies. What do you think?
I think so.
Yeah. And so.
Well, I mean, she had to have known those men were in her chamber.
Well, when the guys come in and they all offered her money, every one of them would pay her so much. So when she's saying, she asked these questions over and over. Now, Samson was not stupid. He knew what she was doing, so. But here now, he gets himself caught in up some other violations, some other sins. First of all, what is he doing? He's tempting God, too. And what is he doing? He's lying. He's telling her lies, right? And so, but he's placed himself in danger, and he's telling...
And he's sleeping with her every time, so he's committing adultery also.
Right. But now here, what happened to him, you know, when he said, if you cut my hair off, you know, now Samson was actually telling another lie, but he didn't realize that at this time God was going to depart from him, huh? The Holy Spirit, because of it was, well, for God's own reasons. This, he had his own reasons with the Samson. This was all pre-decided what was going to happen. But so he goes on. Go ahead and pick it up in verse 11.
Okay, verse 12, actually.
Okay.
Delilah therefore took new ropes and bound him therewith and said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And there were liers in wait, abiding in the chamber. And he brake them from off his arms like a thread. And Delilah said unto Samson, hitherto thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Tell me whether thou mightest be bound. And he said unto her, if thou weavest the seven locks of my head with the web. And she fastened it with the pin, and said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awaked out of his sleep, and went away with the pin of the beam and with the web. And she said unto him, how canst thou say, I love thee, when thine heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these three times. Thou hast not told me wherein thy great strength lieth. And it came to pass when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death. Where did you want me to stop?
Okay, right there. Now, you see, now this is the second woman. He's doing this with his first, with his wife over there, the Philistine woman. He gave her a riddle. And... well, he gave it to the Philistines, and the Philistines came to her and says, you better find out the meaning of that riddle, because Samson let him know, look, you've got 7 days to figure out the meaning. If not, you're in big trouble. So they came to his wife and said, look, you better tell us the meaning of that. You better find out from Samson the meaning of that riddle. If not, we're going to burn your father's house down with fire. And so... she went before him, and she wept, and she begged him and said, if you love me, tell me the riddle. So Samson's, he's not doing real well here with women, is he?
No, okay. Not at all.
And so...
she even wept before him 7 days, and I mean, it really pressed him, yeah.
Yeah, and so here... And so now, it's pretty obvious, you know, Delilah... is telling him, if you love me, it's pretty obvious she didn't love him, right? And
right, or she would have accepted.
Right, and so, anyhow, let's pick it up there where you left off.
That he told her all his heart and said unto her, there hath not come a razor upon mine head. For I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up this once, for he hath showed me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand. And she made him sleep upon her knees, and she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, "The Philistines be upon thee, Samson." And he awoke out of his sleep and said, "I will go out as at other times before and shake myself." And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. But the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass. And he did grind in the prison house. Albeit the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven.
Now, it's an interesting thing how all of these things happen in Gaza. And we went back. Remember last night we said, how long has Gaza been around? Well, the first mention of Gaza was over in Genesis 10, 6,000 years ago. Yeah, so Gaza's been there all of this time. And how many times have we seen fire upon the walls of Gaza? We saw it in the days of the judges here. We saw it with Joshua, and they brought, and so it looks like history just keeps repeating itself, huh?
There seems to be one of those places that something is happening, and it's usually bad all the time.
Yep. And so go ahead and pick it up and read all the rest. Now, let me say this. We'll ask Wendy. Wendy's very smart. Hey, Wendy.
Hey.
Was his strength in his hair?
No, it wasn't his hair. God
then
gave him strength.
What was it once she shaved his head that took away his strength?
God, I get presence, God's gift. Was taken away.
Well, what it really was
disobedience. He cut his hair.
The key responsibility of the Nazarite vow was no razor upon his head in Numbers 6:5. And so that was what he did. He broke that final vow there. And so, but, you know, his heart was still towards the Lord. So go ahead, Joe, and read it all the way through to the end of the chapter.
All right. Then the lords of the Philistines gathered them together for to offer a great sacrifice unto Dagon, their god, and to rejoice. For they said, "Our God hath delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hand." And when the people saw him, they praised their God. For they said, "Our God hath delivered into our hands our enemy, and the destroyer of our country, which slew many of us." And it came to pass, when their hearts were merry, that they said, "Call for Samson, that he may make us sport." And they called for Samson out of the prison house, and he made them sport, and they set him between the pillars. And Samson said unto the lad that held him by the hand, "Suffer me that I may fill the pillars whereupon the house standeth, that I may lean upon them." Now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there, and they were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women that beheld while Samson made sport. And Samson called unto the Lord and said, "O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes." And Samson took hold of the two metal pillars upon which the house stood, and upon which it was borne up, one with his right hand and the other with his left. And Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." And he bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell upon the lords and upon the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his life. Then his brethren and all the house of his father came down and took him and brought him up and buried him between Zorah and Eshtol in the burying place of Manoah his father. And he judged Israel for 20 years.
Alrighty, so the Lord answered his last request, and so again, his heart was towards the Lord, and I believe someday we will meet Samson when we get to heaven, huh? All right, that number is 8.
One of the heroes.
888, folks, 888. We got to hear from you. We just didn't interrupt the Bible studies for calls, but we got to hear from you. 888-281-1110. Who can match Wendy? Who can match Wendy's pledge of 200? 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We're going to play a couple little clips here, folks. It's some interesting clips. So go ahead and play those two clips.
Well, I'm in just outside of San Ysidro near the Playas, the beach on the U.S. side. I was on the Mexico side, Playas Tijuana, earlier today. Started, though, at the Ped West. It's the pedestrian crossing point, for civilians, for pedestrians crossing the port of entry, San Ysidro. That facility is entirely closed down now to American citizens and to Mexican citizens. To anyone entering America legally, it's closed down. And I think we have some of the footage. While I was there, two buses showed up, and these are the buses for the CBP-1 applicants. These buses come in, they pick up. They actually are operated through Jewish Family Services out of San Diego. These buses are the only ones that are allowed into this facility now, and they go in every single day. I saw three buses while I was there go in. They go in, they pick up. Jewish Family Services is the one who got the contract here in San Ysidro. So this facility is shut down to American citizens, but it's wide open to illegal aliens that we're inviting in. And you talk about sad irony. It's Jewish Family Services that are inviting this in. I just got a report yesterday. I was down in Lukeville, Arizona, and they said massive numbers from Syria are coming across as well. So you're talking about inviting in the very thing that happened in Israel by an organization that is supposed to be representing the Jewish community in San Diego.
Okay, this is an interesting tip. Not really know where it's going, except for this is a...
We are back. This is, folks, we're under code red, so we need to go to prayer right now because of what is happening here. We're down all across the country. We're down everywhere except for right here in the Cleveland area, in the Northeast Ohio area. The opposition definitely does not want us to be, well, they don't want us on the air. They definitely don't.
I'm here tonight.
Pardon?
They don't want us on the air tonight.
Yeah.
And they want to discourage Salem from ever having us.
This is, yeah. Well, anyhow, I just, you know, it was because of the programs that we do bring to you. And it was an interesting thing because there was another clip that we, just a short clip, and we were going to play there. But it was from the AMA. And the AMA now has just changed the status of pedophilia. They've changed the status of pedophilia from being, I guess, what would you call it? And they don't use the word sins, but now they've changed the status to being preferable. The pedophilia is preferable.
It was abnormal behavior.
Yeah.
It was a psychological defect, and now they're making it normal.
All right, now Ruth in New York just pledged.
Not the psychologist.
Ruth in New York just pledged 500. Thank you, Ruth. She got through to us, apparently, probably calling to tell us that we're down there in New York, but she pledged 500. Well, praise the good Lord for that. But we need to go to prayer. Let's pray. And all you folks out there that we get back on, the opposition is doing the best they can to sabotage us again. The devil's in the details. So join with me in prayer, because there's no quit here. No quit here. Right, Wendy?
This is true. We're here.
Alrighty. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I just pray that all the folks out there listening would join with us, and I pray to get us back on the air from coast to coast, Lord God, and that we can bring them exactly the program that you would have for them tonight, Lord. What it is that you would have the people to learn tonight. As we pray this often before we go on the air, Lord, that that have your truth, your whole truth, nothing but your truth, what you want the people to know, as we can be the watchman on the wall, Lord God, and send them information that will benefit them And we always ask more than everything else, Lord, that through this program tonight, some would receive eternal life. And so we ask in that again, Lord, that you would put us back up on the stations, Lord, that we might have a good night. We know you could turn this around. What the enemy means for wickedness and for evil, you could turn around for good. So that's what we're asking you for. Meanwhile, for you folks that are still listening out there, the number is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. This has not been a good week for us at all out there, but we're not gonna quit at all. You know what? I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. We're going to just fight. And like we've done all these years, someday to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant, because we can honestly say, Joe, Wendy, that we have never given it anything less than our best in 50 years. We've always given it all that we could. So with that, Wendy, what do you have for us tonight?
I would kind of update a topic that's been kind of bumped around for the last few years. It's tuberculosis, TB. A lot of people think it's no big deal, but I think it's becoming a modern threat. So this was June 2014 when I was reporting on some concerns, because we were seeing back then an uptick in TB, tuberculosis cases, usually due to foreigners entering the United States. So in 2013, the TB cases were 2 to 3 people for every 100,000. In 2014, the CDC stated that the illegals were 13 times more likely to be infected with tuberculosis compared to a U.S.-born citizen. So in 2014, the CDC felt that the illegal immigration issue was putting America at risk for more infectious disease. So we might want to see and take a look at this and see that TB is back on the radar. This was the CDC. They posted this. They said in the 1700s, tuberculosis was called the White Death. Due to the paleness of the patients, tuberculosis was commonly called consumption in the 1800s. So if we look at some of these stats from 2013 and then compare it to 2022 to 2023, we can see a big difference. 10 years have passed, Pastor, and the government really hasn't taken any steps, really, to keep this infectious disease out of the United States. So this is what was on the CDC's website in 2013 and 14. They said that the rate of infectious tuberculosis among immigrants was 64.6%. The U.S. states with the highest tuberculosis rates were where immigrants were entering the country, on average about 500 cases for each state. So that was California, Texas, New York, and Florida. They went on to say the access points immigrants use entering the United States accounted for a third of the U.S. population, and about 51.3% of the immigrants entering the U.S. had tuberculosis. Alaska also has, for every 100,000 people, 10 tuberculosis cases. The District of Columbia was the highest rate of tuberculosis compared to the national average. Each infected person has the capability of infecting 250 more people. The Council of State and Territorial Epidemiologists Surveillance also stated that Asian and Hispanic immigrants have a 25 times higher incidence of spreading tuberculosis than any other ethnic groups. And more men than women tend to contract the disease. And in 2013 and 14, the reported cases of tuberculosis infections were 9,539. So that was 10 years ago. So the CDC stated they were looking at ways back then to control the tuberculosis explosion before it became an epidemic. So let's look at what 2022 and 23 states.
Before you do that, let me give those numbers one more time.
Okay.
The numbers are, folks, 888, and that's credit card numbers too, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. You know, Wendy, when I was a kid, they were still calling TB consumption.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, they kind of did away with the tuberculosis vaccine back, I believe, in the 70s. And believe it or not, doctors today think the disease is a relic and they really aren't looking for it. So looking at what the CDC has recently posted on the TB statistics, with more illegals flooding in, they said that 13 million people have tuberculosis infection. 60 U.S. jurisdictions, including territories, reported tuberculosis cases to the CDC. So that's not just five states anymore reporting cases. It's all 50. California and Texas have the highest numbers. Yet the CDC is saying on their website there has been a steady decline in tuberculosis cases since 1992. That's not the case anymore. And the numbers are speaking for themselves. So the statistics should be, I guess, challenged because not all the reporting is being assigned correctly or even counted. And doctors can often misdiagnose tuberculosis or not even report it. But the public's pretty much being told, hey, there's no problem. There's nothing to see here. They're saying tuberculosis has returned to pre-pandemic levels. Well, they were a problem prior to 2019. This is Steve Steinhardt. He's with the Sequoyah, Wisconsin Emergency Coordinator Office. He said, tuberculosis is a disease most Americans may view as a relic of the 19th century. It is still an insidious threat that can pop up anywhere. And also Jean Bainman, a registered nurse in Sequoyah, Wisconsin, said it's not unusual for doctors to miss tuberculosis because the disease is so uncommon. So your doctors aren't really looking for it. So your health authorities are saying that they are watching the TB cases, but they do not seem alarmed because they have a tuberculosis vaccine. New York City in October 2023, they're dealing with a surge, as you know, of tuberculosis cases.
I have that article right here in front of me. It says New York City struggles with spike in tuberculosis cases as illegal immigrants spread previously contained disease. And it goes on to say right now they've got over 500 cases of tuberculosis.
Right. So they had 100,000 immigrants flood in and they reported 500 new cases of TB. That's a 20% increase over 2022. Here's the thing, Pastor. I watched a documentary on Ellis Island, and the buildings there, including the hospital and the dormitory, have been taken over by foliage, peeling paint, and rust. It's a decomposing time capsule. So Ellis Island was the largest federal immigrant processing station in the United States. It operated from 1892 to 1954, with more than 12 million immigrants passing through its gates. I think it's time New York, restores the gate into a functioning immigrant processing station, again, with a quarantine hospital. Anyone that's infected should be quarantined. So I did read, though, that there are some efforts that are currently underway to restore Ellis Island as a historic landmark. So they've restored the marine corridors connecting the north side of the island to the south side, as well as the ferry building and the hospital laundry. So instead of using this gate to help protect American citizens from disease, they are going to sell tour tickets and souvenirs.
Well, that's great. Oh, my why. By the way, praise the good Lord, praise the good Lord, praise the good Lord. It looks like I just got the thumbs up that we're back up.
Yay.
Across the country. So I believe we're back up coast to coast. All right, who can match?
Out, Pastor.
I need someone to match Ruth. Ruth had a pledge of 500. Ruth had a pledge of 500, so I need someone to match Ruth. So, all right, so there you go. I got to give the numbers again. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Believe it or not, as often as I give this number, people are calling in and saying, could I give the number more often? So, thank you, Ruth, and... can we get a $500 match to match Ruth, a $200 match to match Wendy? Go ahead, Joe.
Now, what I was going to say, if everybody's back online, you all are aware across the country, we've been knocked off the air everywhere but local there in Ohio. And we immediately went to, Pastor Ernie went to prayer,
And it's been just a few short minutes for a major problem like that to have been resolved. So this is kind of one of those, the Lord has blessed us with getting us back on the air. I'm sure that it's not a simple thing to can take a radio program off the air nationwide except for the local station. So if you're just tuned back in, God has provided. And Pastor just let you know who made donations just there as we were going off the air across the country. So please help us, because you can see Salem has come out and said this only happens during this radio program.
And because of that, they've come up with they've come up with a way to counter it. But you know, once you've taken it down, I can't go ahead and tell you all they do, because I really, right, tell you the truth, I'm not really, I don't know if I really understand it all. But now, because of us, there's ways to get us back on right away. And we're the target, we're the main target, for sure, because of the content of the program. And so, there you go. Let's go back, and let me give the numbers again. Because the phones are not ringing right now. They've got to ring. And let me tell you what I'm going to do. Okay, well, I'll have to wait, because our engineer, he's trying to deal with, he's not on his board there. He's trying to deal with some of the problems here. And apparently they have not given up trying to take us down. So anyhow, that number is 888-281-1110. The guys are on the phones. The phones still work and they ring. Or 888-677-9673. Back to Wendy. Wendy, tell the folks out there how they can get the best herbal medicines in the world.
Well, they can contact us by phone and request our free product catalog, or they can visit our website and request one. Our toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're still getting the something to write with, 866-229-3663. And our web address is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And we're in the middle of our harvest sale right now, so it's 15% off. Call for details, or they're on our homepage on our website. But, Pastor, do you want to know what's in the tuberculosis vaccine?
Yeah, what's in there?
Okay. Well, the tuberculosis vaccine is called BCG. It's available, but it's not routinely given in the United States. And we're told the formula is an attenuated serum made from a weakened strain of the tuberculosis bacteria. The theory in your vaccine medicine is that the weak version of an infection triggers your immune system to attack the infection with its antibodies. So the vaccine ingredients include Abyssol, which is a diluted TB protein, a polycarbonate tween 80, which is a synthetic emulsifier, polyethylene sorbitol ester, ethylene oxide antifreeze is basically what it is. Also, phenol, 0.25%. Exposure to phenol can cause weight loss, weakness, exhaustion, muscle aches, and pain. Here are the side effects from it. Injection site bleeding for 3 days. Skin blisters at injection site, coughing, deep, dark bruises at injection site occurs 3 days after the injection, labored difficulty breathing, dizziness, fainting, vision changes, ringing in the ears, serious skin lesions, itching, rash, swelling of the face, tongue, and throat. Also, if you've ever had a tuberculosis vaccine, you have a scar on where they injected you. So the symptoms, though, of tuberculosis can vary, especially if you have what is called a latent tuberculosis, which is not contagious. So with a non-contagious form of tuberculosis, a person may not even know they have the disease, and the contagious form of the disease can be affecting the lungs. That's the most common organ that's infected. So over a period of weeks or months, your lungs can develop mild symptoms like a cough, maybe have some sputum that may be thick, cloudy, or bloody. You may have fever, chills, night sweats, fatigue, weakness, loss of appetite, significant weight loss, shortness of breath, and chest pain. So if the tuberculosis infects other tissues instead of the lungs, known as extrapulmonary tuberculosis, the symptoms are back pain near the spine, neck pain, and swollen lymph nodes. So what can we expect? Well, if someone is suspected to have tuberculosis, a blood test and a sputum test is done, plus chest x-rays. That should be enough to confirm the disease. Now, if it's confirmed, the patient is immediately quarantined. Drugs are usually given after confirming the disease. They're very dangerous drugs. They're not for expectant mothers or anybody with liver issues. So the drug can cause liver damage and what is called INH hepatitis, which can be quite fatal. Side effects from the drugs produce peripheral neuropathy, and patients are given vitamin B6 to try to counter that side effect. And sometimes doctors will try a treatment of a 24-month multi-drug therapy. These are new medications. They're very expensive, but they're $300,000 per patient. Now, the tuberculosis treatments are expensive, very toxic, and have limited effectiveness. Surgery for removing sections of diseased lung or other tissues may also be recommended. Here's the thing. The CDC says in a typical year, infectious diseases kill approximately 57 million people. That's 26% of all deaths worldwide. And here's a quote from Dr. Mike Ryan, a WHO director of epidemic and pandemic response, who says, three diseases devastate worldwide populations, AIDS, malaria, and tuberculosis, killing 6 million a year. Now, if you look at the acute threats that can wipe out millions of people in a matter of weeks, we're still at risk, he says. And you've got people coming into this country that are carrying it in. High-risk groups are going to be the elderly, people with HIV, diabetics, autoimmune system patients, anybody on autoimmune suppression drugs, and children's and daycare centers and schools if tuberculosis is present. So we got a situation, the other thing I want to mention is Thomas Dormandy, he researched tuberculosis. He collected a lot of documents during his investigation on the disease. He examined bunches of all these treatments for it from the Roman Empire to modern times. He said one correlation he discovered is that tuberculosis attacks people in overcrowded conditions like prisons, concentration camps, where the very poor have malnutrition and low immune systems. He also said that there's also a TB called bovine tuberculosis. Have you heard of that one?
No.
It's concentrated and, it's contracted through cow's milk, which spurred on the pasteurization process. But unfortunately, the research is showing 10% of the pasteurized milk does contain live turbine baculi. So during the 1700s to the 1800s, a lot of the medical treatments from physicians lent themselves to spread tuberculosis with unsanitary conditions, bloodletting, and starvation diets.
All right, I got to jump in and give those numbers again, folks. I don't see the phone lines working. I can see the guys on the phone, but I don't see any numbers coming through. But anyhow, the numbers are 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. Last night, Wendy, we came far short of our goal. This has not been a good week for us, and as you know, ministries like this across the country are being hit, and I think it's because people are very afraid. But this ministry and your ministry, natural medicine, is a vital one. Our ministry here, getting the word out. I mean, there's very, very few. I don't know many that, you know, that do what we do without compromise at all. We haven't backed it down from anything. I keep hearing people all the time complaining about they being censored and things they can't say, Other than, you know, cursing and swear words, we don't back down. We bring you the news. Once we verify it, we bring it to you, okay? And we're going to need, this radio program is going to be needed more than ever. In fact, it already is right now, and especially in the future. So, folks, we got to hear from you at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Go ahead, Wendy.
Well, I just wanted to mention, you know, God has said in the scriptures, you know, herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations, from Genesis to Revelation. We're being encouraged in scripture to use medicinal plants. And, you know, down through the centuries, that was the original medicine. And even when drug companies came into fashion, they were still using ingredients from natural plants to make their drugs. And today, 2% of drug therapies contain natural sources. But we've got some herbs that have some inhibitors to some of these really bad diseases like TB. And so we can tap into them like thyme. T-H-Y-M-E. People think of it as a culinary herb, but it's got a natural germicide in it that kills the tuberculosis bacteria. Gentian root has a natural inhibitor to hemorrhagic fevers like Ebola. So, I mean, we've got tools. We just aren't hearing about them. You have a lot of tools that help your immune system make more killer T cells to eradicate infectious diseases. So you want to keep the immune system healthy and, you know, lay off the sugar. We're rolling into the holidays here real soon, and it starts in October, and it runs all the way through February. And because if you look at all these months, we have a lot of sugar consumption, and sugar suppresses immune system. One candy bar will shut off your immune system for 8 hours.
You're kidding me.
And it's right during flu season, too, right?
Right. Well, it usually starts here in October. It starts here in October because you got Halloween. Then you have sweets and stuff on, and Thanksgiving, and then you have Christmas, and then you have New Year's with all the alcohol that converts to sugar, and then you have, what, Valentine's Day. So your
Valentine's
flu season.
Day, chocolates.
Yeah, so your flu season follows the sugarholic behavior.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I, you know, I had
two. That's about the time most people get sick, yeah.
I had today, I love baby Ruth bars, you know, the little Ruth with the nuts and the chocolate. And I
right,
had two
right.
of those miniature baby Ruths today. So I cut my immune system off for 8 hours by just eating those two little baby Ruths.
You probably had the little snack sizes, but a full candy bar, it's so much sugar, it really suppresses immune system function. Yeah.
Not only that, it makes you fat, huh?
You know, I don't think it helps. Yeah.
All righty. Okay.
Full lady, yes.
All right, 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. Wendy, very quickly tell the folks, because, folks, you're going to need, believe me, you're going to need a good supply of natural herbs on hand, and especially the pandemic kit that Wendy has. Because we got some tough times coming, I can tell you this. But Wendy, very quickly, you got 30 seconds before break.
Sure. Sure, they can give us a call. We have a free product catalog, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. They can visit us online at The Power Herbs, thepowerherbs.com.
All right, we're coming to a break, folks. Call now. This is the perfect time to call. Right now, we're coming up to a break, so give us a call. At 888-281-1110. All right, we'll be back right after this with more. Don't go away. A lot more to come. A lot more. Be right back with more.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like.
Rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.